You will hear a tutor talking to students who are going to join an excavation team on an archaeological site.
So, this is a great opportunity for you both to gain first-hand experience of an archaeological dig. The excavation is already underway, but before you join the team on site, I want to review the steps that have already been completed so that you are clear about where your work fits into the process as a whole. Gemma, what work will have already been carried out before the excavations began?
An archaeological survey.
Yes, and how is that typically done?
Usually on foot, but if that's not possible, sometimes an aerial survey is carried out.
That's right. Often it's not possible to walk every inch of land. The archaeologists map out an area in sections and survey a sample of most likely sites. How would they identify those, Marco?
Well, they'd be looking for anything that stood out in the landscape. Unnatural features.
Such as?
Perhaps something like a row of rocks, any kind of artificially straight line could be the remnants of a man-made wall, for instance.
Exactly. Or a depression or mound might indicate a buried structure. And all these potential sites need to be documented on a master map showing all the locations. Meanwhile, back in the lab, they are given ID numbers and corresponding site forms are filled out with descriptions. The archaeologists then evaluate the information potential of each site and decide if it should be excavated. Gemma, what's the next step before excavation begins? What documentation needs to be completed?
They have to write the strategy for the dig, how it will be carried out, and basically a list of the objectives and how they will analyse the findings in relation to those objectives. The questions about the past they are hoping they'll be able to answer.
The research design document, yes. A very important part of the process, not just to guide the work, but also to get the necessary permission. Marco, who needs to approve the plans?
The government?
One of their experts, yes, as well as one from the private sector or academia. And not forgetting the landowner, who may be private or public. Once they have approval, the team of excavators can start clearing the site so that they can divide it into squares, creating a surface grid with stakes and string.
Will we be allowed to assist on the dig itself?
I imagine so. The archaeologists will give you detailed instructions. They will be excavating square by square, moving the dirt very slowly with shovels and trowels, or perhaps passing the soil through screens.